Amen. Well, good evening, church. So good to be with you. We are so excited to be back at Beacon Baptist Church. And I love coming here every summer because I never know what background I get to preach, you know, in front of. And it's excited to be at Independence Hall. That's where we are this week, right? And so looking forward to that. Our kids get excited every time we come to Beacon Baptist Church. They really do. And they know what it means. It's going to be a great week of vacation Bible school. And I'm so thankful for your church. I want to say this. Thank you. Many have asked about our son and who was in the hospital after we left here last year. And thank you so much. I don't think in Christianity there's a better way to say I love you than to say I prayed for you. I really don't. And many of you have asked about him, and he's great. He's in here tonight. You never know anything was ever, wrong with him. And God is good, isn't he? And answered much prayer. And then we've got our new little man, Levi, back there. And we were all rooting for a girl, but God gave us another boy. And so we're excited about that. So Levi's back there. And we always tell folks, with every new baby, we need a new prayer card and a new vehicle, okay? And the prayer card's a little bit less expensive, but we do have new prayer cards in the back that have all of us on them. They really do. And last time we counted, anyway, they're all there. And we also have a new vehicle. I don't know if you got to see it out there, but God answered prayer. I'm going to share with you on Wednesday the story of that. But God answered prayer and gave us a 6-door truck. Can you believe that? And just a true answer to prayer, and I'm excited to share that with you. But I want to challenge you tonight. I'm excited about this week. What an opportunity. For me, it does not get better than this, you know, to have the opportunity to speak to 300-400 kids, to share the gospel with them. Last week, we had at least that we know of 36 young boys and girls receive the Lord Jesus as their Savior. And so that just makes me want to see it all over again and even greater, you know. And so we're fired up. And I'd like to give you a little bit of a VBS prep message tonight. Is that okay? And when I was thinking about where we're going this week, this passage came to my mind. I want to say this. Thank you, Pastor, for the message this morning. Boy, I needed that. And I was telling him, I was so excited to hear preaching this morning. And what a beautiful message and a wonderful message I need. And thank you for that. And as I was thinking about tonight and where we're headed, the Lord brought this passage to mind. We're going to look in just a moment at the context of this passage here. But Israel is under siege, if you will. What would happen in olden days is an enemy would often come and they would, what they called siege, a town, a place, and they would surround the place and not let anyone in or anyone out. And